president in 1981. Which Star Wars episode was the destruction of Alderaan? Grab the smartest friends, you know it's time to start the game. Bar-rated trivia, we're here to train your brain.
Here's what you missed last week on Bar-rated Radio.
Well, I guess happy spring to you all. It's another beautiful day right here in Connecticut. Because the 50s were one way and the 60s were another way. And then you had the 70s and then the 80s and the 90s. They were all really defined. And then, yeah, once everything hit 2000, it's like, nope, this is how we are now. It is one thing, but you know what? Something that hasn't changed much at all since Something that hasn't changed at all would be Mardi Gras. Mardi Gras is just as fun now as it was when it started.
Well, I mean, I don't know a ton about Mardi Gras, but I pulled up Wikipedia here, a good trusty source of information.
Oh yeah, that's what Mardi Gras is actually a state holiday in three states. It's Alabama, Florida, and eight parishes in Louisiana that they're actually like state holidays, so there's no work being done or anything like that on Mardi Gras.
Laissez les bons temps rouler. What it means is let the good times roll.
That was last week. Now stay tuned for a brand new episode of Bar Rated Radio coming to you right now.
Can I please have your attention? I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
It's the Bar Rated Podcast.
This world still got a chance. Yeah!
Are you ready?
I'm so ready. Let's do it. I just love Mondays.
Happy Monday, yes. Yay! Is it Monday? Because we really haven't stopped. We
is
don't get
March?
To stop here.
Is it Monday?
It's March. It's
even?
Monday. I don't know. It is episode number 127 for the trivia week of, yes, March 2nd, 2020. It's Bar Rated Radio. Goldberg here, joined by always my partner in crime here, Wadzy. Hello, my dear. Again,
hi.
Seeing that, yeah, we haven't taken a break. We're
Hello.
Here.
Hi, hi, hi. Hi, trivia for days.
And in a special guest, you may know him as Super K from the World of Beer in West Hartford on
special
our Wednesday.
K.
Special K? No, that's the breakfast cereal, isn't it?
Yeah, or something inappropriate.
Yeah.
Whatever. Something with a K.
Yeah, or Kafani Hobson, one of our newest hosts that was out there training brains now three times a week.
Absolutely.
And so we're happy to have you joining us here on yet another Bar Rated Radio podcast. And man, we've got a ton of stuff going on. 63 games are happening this week for you to play for free at all across Connecticut and Massachusetts. We got three brand new ones that are starting up this week. We'll tell you about that in our What the Hell's Going On report. We got our announcement of our next theme game that's happening at the end of March that we've got. We also have another brewery theme game this Wednesday, and it's just... Hi, everybody.
Hi. I know, I was just going to say that. I was like, hello. Hi.
And,
over here. Hi.
Hello.
And we're excited because it is a very special week. We are celebrating our 10-year anniversary. It has been officially 10 years since,
literally,
as of March 3rd, it is 10 years since the very first trivia game that I ever hosted, and we'll talk all about it, where we've come from, and to how now we are a Better Business Bureau accredited company. So, yeah, it's a lot has happened, especially in the past year, but we're going to sort of do a retrospective, if you will, over the past 10 years and kind of where we've come from and what we've done and how we've ended up now in this awesome 1,500 square foot office and recording studio that we now get to work out of here in Riverdale Farms in Avon. But yeah, it is Goldberg, Wadzy, and Kafani. And yeah, what else do we got? We've got a great, actually brand new song from one of our heartbeat bands. June did a great cover that we're going to be playing at the end of the show. We've got a beer style simple from M. Sauter. And just so much more that I'm not even going to start going through now because we're going to get to it eventually, right?
Do you want to talk about it? No, let's not talk about it.
We will. We'll
I
get
know.
To it. But first, what we have to do is announce our winner from last week. Our winner from last week, our question of the week, which the question was because it was Mardi Gras. So we asked you, What was the very first, or actually, when was the very first Mardi Gras parade? And we asked you to send us a message, a direct message to our Bar Rated Radio Facebook page, not the trivia, Bar Rated Radio on Facebook, and make sure you give us a like there. The answer was 1837 was the official first parade. And who was our winner, and what did they win, Sarah?
So, I would like to congratulate Alexandra Fortin for entering and winning two tickets to the Connecticut Science Center Science Straight Up Happy Hour on March 20th. Yeah, enjoy. We're going to send these in the mail to you. I will reach out to get your address. I might already have it, but and I have some other things to send you too.
You got to get a good old prize pack. Maybe we'll throw some stickers in there too.
Yeah, we'll send you some fun stuff. And thank you for listening and sending us the loving message through Facebook Messenger about loving our podcast.
Yes, thank you for listening. And actually, we do have another pair of tickets to the Science Straight Up event. Again, happening at the Connecticut Science Center Friday, March 20th from 5:30 to 8:30 p.m. You can win a pair of tickets if you answer this week's question of the week. And again, you must email the correct answer. No, sorry. You must direct message us, because we're changing this all up. We're trying to get likes up on our Bar Rated Radio Facebook page a little bit more. So, yes, you must send a direct message to our Bar Rated Radio Facebook page with the correct answer to this question. And yes, March 3rd, tomorrow, is our official 10-year anniversary. We're celebrating it today on our podcast. And my question for you is actually going to be this. What was the major movie, major motion picture that was released on March 3rd, 2010, the same day as our very first game?
And some people might have chosen to come play your game instead of go see this movie.
And I appreciate that. I don't think there was many people there, actually. We're going to go through. I have the questions from the very first game. And let's put it this way. I've come a long way from my writing styles. And the game has changed up a little bit, too. But yes, if you know the answer to that question, what was the major motion picture that was released on March 3rd, 2010, the same day as our very first game? It wasn't even called Bar Rated Trivia at that point. But if you know that answer, send us a direct message to our Bar Rated Radio Facebook page, and you will win this pair of tickets to Connecticut Science Center's Science Straight Up event happening on March 20th. 5:30 to 8:30. Yeah, we'll be there again. We love being there for those. And come and hang out and just get to drink in a science museum.
What's better
than
like,
that? And there's like activities. Well, like us, like trivia games, but there's also like fun other things to do and learn. It's like, I love it there. I'm like a kid in a candy store.
Mm-hmm. Actually, in the way I'm looking at it, I think we have that night free. We'll probably actually go there and check it out too. Perfect. All right. So we are going to talk about, again, our anniversary. It's our 10-year anniversary. It's our aluminum anniversary, yes, is what it's called, right?
Tin or aluminum.
Tin or aluminum, or I guess diamond.
Durability and flexibility. That's what they represent.
We're durable and we've been very flexible. That's for
I'm super flexible.
For sure. So we've got Kafani Super K here joining us. So actually, it's funny when you asked to come and join us today as we're doing this retrospective on where we came from. You're one of our newest hosts. So we're going to fill you in on kind of where we came from and some of our earlier events, and then actually talk about one of the places that's one of our longest running spots that you're the host of now. You took over for me, if you will, over at the World of Beer in West Hartford. You're also going to be taking over at Flora in West Hartford as well as Pig's Eye Pub, another long-standing place that we've been working with.
All great locations that I'm excited to be at.
Yeah, it's going to be a fun week for you, that's for sure. But before we get into this retrospective, what we're going to do is our What the Hell's Going On report to tell you about all the new locations that we have. But before that, it is the fifth edition of what is, I mean, I love this segment. My neighbor, M. Sauter, a Cicerone, which is a beer expert. I don't know if you heard that word before, but it's a beer expert.
I didn't know before, but it's really cool.
She's one of only a handful of women here in America that has a Cicerone title. She's going for her Master Cicerone as well, and she has written a book. It's called Beer is for Everyone of Drinking Age. You can find out information about her and her cartoons and her beer information at her website, pintsandpanels.com. You could also find her up on Facebook and Instagram. But for us, she does a weekly segment called Beer Style Simple, which every single week she goes through a different type of beer in just a minute and tells us everything we need to know about it, where we could find it, and why we should like it. So this week is a beer that I'm not really big into because it's a darker style. I'm more like the lighter, hoppier beers and everything like that. But she's going to be talking about Belgian doubles. which is a very unique old style of beer. So we've got What the Hell is Going Up Next. But first, before that, here's M. Sauter from pintsandpanels.com with another Beer Style Simple.
Hey everyone, M. Sauter here with another Beer Style Simple. Today we're going to be talking about the Belgian Double. Belgian Double is a form of Trappist Ale. Trappist Ale is a designation where the beer has to be brewed by monks. Yes, monks. Malts include Special B, which is a malt that tastes like figs, if you can believe that, low amounts of hops, and a special Belgian yeast that gives off a lot of banana and clove notes. Belgian doubles are darker and brown, lots of fruit notes, and they're usually around 6 to 7% alcohol. Highly recommended that you go to your local package store and ask for a Belgian double. A lot of them are made in Belgium, they have a great shelf life, and they are delicious. This is M. Sauter with another Beer Style Simple. Check out my Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter handles, all under Pints and Panels. And also check out my website, pintsandpanels.com. Cheers!
Hey, sorry to interrupt, but what the hell are you guys doing?
What the hell's going on? I mean, what the hell is going on?
What in the hell is going on?
What the hell going on?
What the hell's going on out here?
I'm trying to figure out what the hell's going on here.
What the hell is going on? Sponsored by DownTonight.us.
Yes, what the hell is going on? It is the first week of March 2020, March 2nd to be exact. And here's what the hell is going on in the world of bar-rated entertainment. We've got three brand new locations all happening in the Hartford area starting this week. And these are three great places that we've been wanting to work with for a while. So we're excited to get things rolling with them. And it's starting off with this Tuesday in Canton, Connecticut. It's Dish and Dat. They actually moved from, Canton Commons?
No, the Canton Shops. They were in the plaza next to, like, Ben and Jerry's, but now they're where Margaritas used to be.
Yep, right up the road and on Route 44 in Canton. So go and check out. The games are going to be held in the upstairs room with Dave Lovelace as your host.
And he is super pumped. It's a fun place to hang out. They have a huge menu. It's going to be fun.
It's like a diner style menu. They got milkshakes and all this other stuff.
Yeah, they're doing good prizes, too.
The prizes, yeah. First place is a $20 gift card for each member of your team, up to four people. $10 gift card for second place for up to four people. $5 for third place. And yeah, and the specials, too. It's like $10 burger and a beer. $10 two hot dogs in a beer and $10 pitchers of Yingling and Shock Top, too. So, like,
that's a great deal.
Yeah,
seriously legit.
Yeah, Danny, the owner up there, is really excited to get things going, and as are we, too. So that is going to be every single Tuesday, 7 o'clock signups with Dave as your host. Then on Wednesdays, a great old-school bowling alley that's got some major renovations that they did to it, happening at Bowl-O-Rama on the Berlin Turnpike Newington. Callahan's Bowl-O-Rama, which I was joking with Fred Jr., the owner, about, like, man, I remember when I was, like, 18 getting kicked out of this place by your dad. And his response was, I think everybody's been kicked out of here at some point. if you live in this area. So, yeah, definitely go check out Callahan's Bowl-O-Rama. That is Wednesdays, also at 7 o'clock, hosted by Mr. Zach Yost.
That's fun.
Yeah, it's going to be a good time. And they just renovated their entire barroom. It's beautiful in there now, and it's going to be a lot of fun. So go there and check that out. And then Sarah's got a brand new location that we're getting into as well on Thursdays.
I know.
You're just working all the time.
I know.
This is in Unionville, Connecticut, at a place called Tap Rock Beer Bar and Refuge in Unionville. And there's a great special going on there, too, for all your winos out there.
Oh, half-price bottle of wine.
During trivia.
And also, if you've been there before, they keep changing their menu, so there's new options, and I'm sure they'll do some other specials, too. But it'll be fun, because I'm there.
Yeah, and it's going to be a 7 o'clock start time, and it's going to be a lot of fun, and I'll probably be showing up there to help kick things off. No, I won't there. Sarah doesn't like it when I show up again.
Just kidding.
No, actually, that's like my one day off this week, so I might actually stay home. So those are our three new locations. Other new places that we have going on right now, ones that started last week, Dave and Buster's in Manchester, hosted by Sarah Jane. That is an 8 o'clock start time now. We bumped it back because after last week, we figured that 7 was too early, so it's going to be 8 o'clock.
Okay.
And that's great prizes, too. And I think the first place team got like a $50 game card on top of like a $30 food gift card. So definitely go and check out Dave and Buster's in Manchester. Eastside Grill, which is up in Torrington, hosted by one of our new hosts, Eric Grandy. That's on Tuesdays at 7 o'clock. Chamard Vineyards, our very first winery. Awesome small little room down in Clinton. It's a great time to go and check it out. And, I mean, as the summer progresses, just seeing all the grapevines starting to bloom. And they've got this beautiful property with an awesome pond and awesome wine, too. So go and check that out. A great bistro as well. And then other new locations that are coming up. We have coming up in April, the Wyndham Hotel in Southbury. Also, we have Five Corners Bistro, which is in Farmington. We're going to be getting games going there. And Kokomo's in Old Lyme. Those are going to be to be determined on the exact days and times for those, but definitely stay tuned for info on that. Other things going on this week. Well, we've got Hop House in, where is that? That's in Plantsville, Connecticut.
Yeah, Southington, like Southington, Plantsville, whatever you want to call it, but yeah.
It's our second brewery-themed trivia game. We just had some theme games this past weekend, which we'll dive into after this. But yes, it's a brewery-themed trivia game, and we're happy to be working with Alvarium Brewing out of New Britain. I will be your host for that. Sign-ups are starting at 6 o'clock. We'll get the game going at 6:30, and it's questions all about beer and Alvarium, that great New Britain brewery. So we hope to see you there for that. And
that's going to be fun.
It's going to be a lot of fun.
Yeah.
And I can't wait for that. We've got a bunch of other breweries that are lined up. I can't announce who the March one is, or sorry, the April one is yet. But that is going to be a monthly kind of thing that we have going on with them. And last but not least, on March 10th at Orange Ale House, there is a Harley Davidson Sons of Anarchy theme game that we're doing for a local motorcycle club that are coming on in there. So that should be a lot of fun too. So go and hang out with Colt. Sign-ups at 8 o'clock for that. You can find all this information on our website, barratedtrivia.com/schedules, or always you can message us on Facebook as well.
Message us through or Instagram, any way you want to get a hold of us.
There you go. That's what the hell is going on for the trivia week of March 2nd, 2020. Yeah, so that's what's going on. Tons of things. And, I mean, we've had a busy weekend. These theme games, we're doing so many of them now, and they're killing it. We had 44 teams.
It was like 200 people.
Yeah, show up
no
to...
No joke. I'm like, oh, my God.
Yeah. Thank you for coming again, Sarah.
You're welcome.
We were at the Hops Company in Derby for a Disney-themed trivia game, which, oh, I even forgot to mention. Yes, we have more Disney-themed trivia games happening on the 29th of March. We're going to be announcing all those locations soon for that. By the end of the week, we should have everybody up on the website. I think we have like 8 locked in right now for that day at 4 o'clock. But yeah, we had 44 teams show up, and congratulations again to the winning team. I don't have my sheet in front of me, but
I don't remember.
I did name.
Blur.
Yeah. My favorite team name of the night, though, was, what was it? Someday My Pint Will Come.
Yes.
Which is funny, for Disney, you said Someday My Prince Will Come.
I like that one.
Yeah, that was a good one.
There were a lot of good team names, and people did come dressed up. It was very festive.
A lot of bibbity-bobbity bitches teams.
Yeah, bibbity-bobbity-booyah. Yeah. I just like listening to the music throughout the game. I was like in heaven.
You kept taking over the ones and twos. It was like I turn away and all of a sudden Kiss the Girl or you know, anything from Little Mermaid was back on.
Sorry.
And Sarah's just dancing around singing.
Sorry.
And shout out to Matt Vazo as well. He was playing acoustic music before that, local musician.
I did dance too.
You were going crazy with that, so
yes.
That was a good old time. And then yeah, we also had Rebel Dog Tavern. We did our 90s theme trivia game that Sarah hosted this past Saturday, and
we definitely got jiggy with it. And yeah, shout out to Rebel Dog Tavern. It's kind of brand new, but it was really fun with the staff getting into it, dressing up. There was a butterfly clips and interesting lip liner going on. But yeah,
we're gonna have games starting there on a regular basis too.
Oh yeah, and that was a packed night. Yeah, and thank you for helping.
Yeah, you're welcome. That was crazy night. And to kind of segue, if you will, into our retrospective on where Bar Rated came from, I'll actually say this: 10 years ago, I never would have thought that theme games were even a possibility. To me, trivia was always, you know, every single category is just a different theme or category like that. And it was starting back, and I believe it was October or November of 2018, we did our very first theme game, which is a Star Wars theme game. And now, look, we're doing one every single month, and they're huge, and we're bringing in all these people to play and train their brains and have some fun with these great categories. And this next Disney one that we do for the masses is going to be fun, too. But, yeah, 10 years.
10 years, Rob.
It is officially, my very first trivia game that I ever hosted was on March 3rd, 2010, and it was at the old tavern downtown in downtown Hartford, where Aladdin's Pizza is now. It's since moved across the street. And yeah, you look at us now, we've got this office space where a Better Business Bureau accredited company, which is kind of weird and cool at
the
same time.
We're like very rare for them, but they did welcome us with open arms and they love it. Like,
yeah.
It's more interesting than home improvement for sure.
Yeah, we go. Yeah, they definitely don't. They don't really know what to do with us yet, but we're figuring it out.
Yeah.
But from something that started with just myself to now where we have 63 games going on this week with a bunch of private events that people are calling all the time, doing weddings, and this podcast. We're in our 127th podcast that we're recording, and having 35 hosts working for us as well. It's cool. I still don't feel like I'm a boss. I know that. Yeah, you're shaking your head, Sarah. But
I am shaking my head. I'm shaking my damn head.
It is still
he's
weird
super
for me,
bossy.
Though. I mean, I might shake my finger a couple times, but
he's a good boss, though.
No,
am I?
I think so.
I try to be. I mean, it was still weird. We were at the Cockeyed Crow in North Haven last week, and I was going and helping set that up with our new host, John Peckman. He was all nervous because I was there. I'm like, dude, stop. No, this is not like anything you need to be nervous about. I'm not here to breathe down your neck. I'm just, you know, I want to give you some advice if you need anything. But
I love when you come to my games.
Yeah?
Yeah. Definitely.
Okay.
No, Rob calls it constructive criticism.
Does it work?
I think so.
Yeah.
Probably not on me, but maybe on other people.
You don't want to hear anything from me.
I don't know.
But yeah, 10 years ago, we started off, and I actually, while I was at the Cockeyed Crow, I was asked a question by some players that were at the bar that are regular listeners to the show and asked how we started this, and I still remember it vividly when, because I was never a trivia player. I used to work for WCCC, the rock station that is no longer around here in Hartford, at least the Rock 106.9 WCCC. And I also did beer sales for Hartford Distributors, the Budweiser guys out here. So I was used to going to bars and playing music, but also doing promo setups. And again, trivia itself wasn't even a big thing 10 years ago. Trivia originated in the London pubs for something that people to do, and it kind of moved over here to the States. And I think back, like, the only places that have been doing, at least in the Hartford area, trivia for a longer time would be the Half Door in the Hartford West Hartford line. They've been doing trivia for a long time. Also, the Main Pub, I know, in Manchester has been doing trivia for basically ever. They've had a game of some sorts going on there. And Hooters. Hooters was always a place where they'd have one of the... Yes, the...
I've never been...
I'm so blinking. I'm like blinking.
Yeah.
Confused blinking stare.
They've done it for a long time, but it was always set up through their corporate where they would just send questions and have one of the valacious Hooters girls up there asking just trivia questions. And so I just knew those were going. It wasn't really anything. And I'll still remember to this day, if you were at... if you've listened to this podcast before, you might have heard this, but I went into Vaughn's Public House, which is still on Pratt Street in downtown Hartford, and my buddy Joey, who I'm still very close with, he was like cut early, so he was sitting at the end of the bar on a stool with a crackling wireless microphone with a stack of Trivial Pursuit cards and was just reading questions off.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
And people were just shouting out answers. And if you got an answer right, then they would give you, like, a T-shirt or a hat or something. If you got enough, you'd get a free beer or something. And I walked up to him, and I go, "What the hell are you doing, Joey?" Because, you know, he's like, "Well, this is trivia night." I go, "Well, this sucks. This is like, the worst thing ever." He goes, "Well, you know, I get free beer. It's off shift, and I can hang out here. And it's fun." I go, "Okay, yeah, it's fun." And so my wheels start turning, and I needed to find some, you know, extra kind of work to do. And especially with the late night, it was tough to be like a DJ on a weeknight. So I went down to the tavern and spoke to the owner there, and across the street. And I mean, this is way back when downtown Hartford wasn't just all run down and there's really nothing there anymore, except for Pig's Eye Pub and a couple other places.
Exactly. Gotta love Pig's Eye.
And yeah, Allen Street was like the hub, and there was so much going on there. And there used to be a place called the Poor House. And if you remember back in the day, on Thursdays, they'd do nickel night. And you'd go in there and get a Bud Light for a nickel. And it was just, they were bussing kids in from UHart and the other colleges around. And it was just a slosh fest. Like, it was just absolutely ridiculous. There was the dance club upstairs and everything. and the tavern just kind of got some the overflow, if you will. And people would just be coming in there. So I said, listen, let's start it. And we did it at 9 o'clock, right when everything was ramping up there. And I go, let's do trivia night. I've never done this before. Let's see what happens. And we started one, and I kind of found just, I did some research on how sheets were, and I found like a template of something online and kind of played around with it for a little bit and trimmed it down. And I actually printed out the very first game that I ever wrote for March 3rd. And I'm going to ask you some of these questions because it's going to show like how bad some of my questions were because they were ridiculous.
Everyone was wasted, so it probably didn't matter.
Well, everybody was wasted and...
they're like, ah.
The two bartenders were Brian and Amy, and they would just feed me Jameson until I could not even speak anymore. So usually we wouldn't even finish the game. It would just, we'd stop. There was a couple times where I would just, you know, not remember what the hell was going on and then just take a cab home because I lived right down the road. And, so.
You don't do that anymore.
No,
so.
I took a cab. This is before Uber or anything like that. But yeah, we started off there at the tavern on Thursday nights. We eventually moved it to an earlier time. I actually remember one of the coolest things that ever happened was, and hate them if you will, there was a Nickelback concert.
Oh, God. Oh, no, please.
They put on a good show.
Yeah, I know. No, don't even tell people that because they will stop coming to our game.
Just hear me out. So the Nickelback was playing at the Hartford Civic Center, the XL Center, whatever you want to call it. And one of the coolest nights we had is that some of the band of Nickelback, the entire band of Bush, other than Gavin Rosdale, and the entire band of Seether all came into the tavern while trivia was going on, and they all started playing. And then it got to the point where we were all drinking that Sean Morgan, the lead singer of the band Seether, got up off top of one of the booths and started singing one of his songs. We started playing one of his new singles. And then they gave us front row tickets to go to the show the next day, too, which was...
You can't beat that.
Oh, it was a lot of fun back in the day at the tavern. But, you know, one show turned into two. We ended up going to Tully Cross Tavern in 2011 early on. That was our second game. And then two turned into three, and... three turned into four, and I started having to hire some new people in. Actually, the Wooden Tap in Hartford was another original place that we started at. And then, you know, I had to hire another person and another person. And it was about maybe 6 years ago that I finally decided, after working odd and end jobs here and there, and, you know, I worked for the Thomas Hooker Brewery. I washed kegs over there during the day and worked on the bottling line, which was fun, day drinking and just packing bottles of beer into cases and, like, cleaning the floors and all that stuff. I'd always bring our dog Vader would come there and hang out with us every single day. You know, I worked at the Wooden Tap as a bartender and server, which I will never serve a table again. Hopefully not.
Yeah.
This keeps going. Not that I don't respect our servers.
No. I love you. It's just, it takes patience and grace.
Yeah.
It's not for everyone.
No.
I did it for 15 years.
Yeah.
So. God bless you.
I can't help. I love the trivia because I just go in and it's like a concise job that I'm doing and I leave.
In and out. Yeah. And you can actually be nastier to the patrons coming
exactly.
in.
Exactly. You can be rude and you can drink. So I'm like in heaven.
I'm not getting tips. But yeah, then my last job before I decided to do this full time and really LLC this whole thing is I was working for Clear Channel, which is now iHeartRadio, and I was the worst radio salesperson ever. I could not sell a radio ad to save my life because it was hard. I was a radio on-air guy, so to be able to go out there and sell the stuff, it was tough. So yeah, and then we flash forward to now, and it's 10 years, and... I'm happy to, you know, have the support of our hosts and everything that Sarah does for us as well and helping run this company. And yeah, you're the vice president of Bar Rated Entertainment, if you will. We got to get new cards with that on there.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, we keep saying that.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
No, it's been fun. I mean, it's like it's doing what I went to school for, but for a fun company. So, yeah, you're welcome.
Thank you, thank you. And all the other cool things we do, too. This podcast, which, you know, I've heard that some people think it's just monotonous and they don't like listening to us jabber around and everything. But I think it's fun. We have a great time here every Monday morning recording it. And we get to do it from the old antique studio desk from WCCC, where I used to work.
Haven't heard about that before.
I love it. It's one of my favorite possessions, that's for sure. And then,
really cool.
and just having this great cast of characters that go out and work, we definitely do have the best hosts. That I and it's kind of how I sell it into our places. They go, "What makes you so different?" It's our hosts that go out there and really
carefully curated and hand selected.
Okay, I like
that.
There
you go.
I definitely like that.
That's true. It is true. Believe me, we've had some people in.
That makes me feel good about myself.
You should feel good about yourself.
And just awesome. Remind us, Kay, how did you get involved with us?
So I used to play regularly at Tap and Vine over in Wallingford.
Okay. That place is great, yeah.
I still got some friends that play regularly there. And then someone said, I think it was Colt that mentioned that you guys were looking for some help. And I figured I'd enjoy hosting just as much as playing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's pretty good. I mean, you get to go out and drink and make some money while doing it.
Oh, yeah. Can't ask for anything better.
Yeah, as long as they're comfortable on the mic and have a personality.
Yeah, and you were great, too, because you already had your own equipment.
Exactly.
So we were able to get
you
out there.
Oh, that's awesome. Yeah.
And you had some big shoes to fill. Well, maybe not too big. My feet aren't that big. But, yeah, it's taken over at the World of Beer in West Hartford.
And I'll never be able to do it like you.
But. Oh, please. You do a fine job. You do a fine job. And, yeah, it's I hosted at World of Beer for years. Brett Barry was there and took over for a bit. And now we're happy to have you there working with Steph every single week.
Oh,
and
yeah. It's my favorite spot.
It's crazy. What, you had like 32 teams there this past week or something?
It was mobbed, but it was a great time. We have so much fun every week.
Yeah, everybody there, the staff at World of Beer is great. We're very happy to be there and have them as basically our number one weekly location of all of our spots at this point.
Yeah, consistently. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, it would be them and the Hangar Amherst. Just kills it, but they're right next to UMass. So that place packs up with Sean as the host up there. So before we continue on, actually, let's go through. Do you want to hear some questions from me?
I do. I want to see. Well, I won't know anything, but I'll try. Maybe Kalfani will know something.
I'll point this out. The rounds are backwards. It goes round one, round six, round four, round two, and then...
What was wrong with
I don't know.
It was all of that, Jameson.
But I will say that I'm looking here. It has always been called the bonus round fun time.
So that can never change.
And the first day of the game that I ever did, and it was spelt with a PH and a TY, the bonus round fun time. So that would be there. So the categories were football, 90s music, elemental question, and cosmological. Which I don't know why I called it that. It was space, I guess. And we did an audio round, which the audio rounds I used to just DJ myself, so I pick five songs and just play them off the top of my head until we do it a different way now. I'm not giving everybody our secrets away or anything like that.
So,
but which category do you want first?
Definitely the cosmological.
You want cosmological? All right. What are we playing for?
Smoke,
do we have a prize?
Weed.
Yeah, there's a lot of that happening with this.
Like, what are you talking
What's
about?
Our prize? Here, we got a World of Beer Tater Tots gift card to either go to Sarah or Super K for answering
All
that.
Right.
All right.
I will work for Tater Tots.
So we want cosmological is number one? All right. Question one. No multiple choice on any of these two, by the way. How long does it take light from the sun to reach Earth?
8 minutes.
What do you think?
I think it's like 2 years or something like that.
Sarah would be absolutely correct.
Yay!
It takes
8 minutes
and 18 seconds.
I was way off.
All right, here's another question, all right? So Sarah's got one. About how many Earths could you fit inside of our sun?
Oh, it's a lot. It's like
Do you want multiple choice for this one? I'll make multiple choice.
Okay.
250,000, 500,000, or 1,000,000? How many Earths could fit inside of our sun?
I'm going to say 500,000.
I might go with 1,000,000.
Is that your final answers? Yeah. There you go. Sarah is 2 for 2. Oh, about
what?
1,000,000.
I did take astrophysics in college, so
you got the upper hand.
No, I know, but I didn't know anything. I don't know.
All right, and then here's one more from the cosmological category. Which planet spins the fastest? This is in our solar system. Your multiple choice is the planets in our solar system.
Right.
And now we're not talking about rotating around the sun. We're talking
so
on its axis.
On the axis, yeah.
Let's go with Mercury.
Mercury, okay.
I guess I'll pick a different one because I was going to say that too. Not the smallest one, but whatever, I'll say Venus.
Venus, you would both be wrong for this one.
Oh.
It's actually the largest planet in our solar system. Jupiter is the fastest spinning planet, rotating once in just under 10 hours.
Wow.
So
okay.
All right, so Sarah's got two. Kay's got no points right now.
USAC.
All right, what do we want next? Football, 90s music, or elemental questions?
I say 90s music.
I like that.
90s music?
Yeah,
okay.
Let's do it.
We'll do that,
no
and then we'll
football,
go to the fun time. Yeah.
I'm just, like, going to lose.
All right, here we go. Danny, Joe, Sonny, John, and Jordan were better known as which group?
I have no idea.
In the 90s?
Yep.
Backstreet Boys?
No. Oh, sorry. I even have a typo. Donnie, Joe, Sonny, John, and Jordan.
That didn't help in the least.
Didn't help at all.
Yeah, didn't change things.
New Kids on the Block.
Oh. That's 90s? I thought they were 80s. All right, yeah.
No, that was like early 90s. But yeah, I guess it does say Danny. That's Donnie Wahlberg.
His first typo of all time. Yeah,
probably.
So thank
knows?
You very much. Because like when I'm posting, like, raw, thanks, Rob.
All right,
I look like an idiot.
Yeah, I know. Well, we got Grammarly on my computer now, so that's kind of helping out with the new writing. All right, here's another question. Who became the first country singer to enter the U.S. pop album chart as number one? This is back in the 1990s. First country singer to enter the U.S. pop album chart at number one.
Crickets.
I can barely name a country singer.
It's amazing that not many people even remember this guy anymore. We've done it in the name that singer around. Garth Brooks would be the answer for that. All right. Well, how about this one? Don't yell it out. What 23-year-old singer was murdered by the president of her fan club?
I don't know.
You don't know this either?
No, I was in high school. Like, I wasn't paying.
There was a whole movie with J-Lo in it. Selena.
Oh, Selena. She was murdered?
Oh, yeah, by the president.
I get her and Aaliyah confused because Aaliyah died in
that. That was a plane crash.
Plane crash. Yeah. Yeah, so I didn't know that she was murdered. Oh, my God. They're making another movie about her, though.
About?
Selena.
Selena?
Yeah.
Well, they did.
No, there's another one coming out.
Okay, why not have a bunch of movies?
Yeah.
Who's going to play her? Ariana Grande at this point or something?
I don't know.
Probably. All right, so you got no points that one. We're going to try elemental questions real quick then?
Yeah.
All right, because we got some time. This isn't going too long. All right, elemental questions. Question number one will be, what M word defines anything that occupies space?
All right. Mass?
Material?
The answer would be matter.
Or matter.
Yeah, I didn't give you the multiple choice. All right. How about this? What theory of physics proposes that energy is not transferred continuously, but in discrete amounts? How is this a round two question? Man, I suck back.
Yeah, that's like a terrible
I'm glad you've
question.
Gotten better at that.
Thank you.
I don't know. I only know about the things in motion stay in motion.
No, this would be called the quantum theory.
Yeah, okay.
All right. How about this? What's the atomic number of hydrogen?
One.
Kay's got a
there
point.
We
there we go.
Go.
Kay's
right.
got
I
one point.
Something.
That's okay.
Good job.
There you go. Okay, so you got 1 point. And now we'll just do the bonus run. So it's 2-1, but you could steal the win with this, okay? Man, these are awful.
it's pretty bad.
Well, nobody's going to know this. How many James Bond movies have just one word in the title?
Oh, God, I have no idea.
Five?
At the time of me writing this game, that would be absolutely correct.
There we go.
Damn.
Moonraker, Goldeneye, Octopussy, Goldfinger, and Thunderball. You can add Skyfall in at this point now. So it would be six, yes, but at the time. So Kay would have 2 points added on at least. Well, it'll be five, I guess, but you know, we'll see. Okay, here's one more. Here's another bonus question. How many tentacles does a squid have? Or total appendages,
it's
if you will.
10.
Ooh, Sarah got one too. All right. Ooh, so 10 would be the correct answer.
Yeah.
Octopuses have 8, squids have 10. All right, and the last bonus round question, and you can tell
how
my.
How do I know that?
Because I've asked that question like a million times.
It's because I've asked it.
And your final question before we close this game up, we've got your 5-point phrase coming up in a little bit, and a awesome brand new cover song that's recorded by local artist June. We're going to be playing to finish out this podcast. But my last question, you can tell that I've been obsessed with this franchise for a while, that I would throw this in. Name 5 Autobots from the 80s TV cartoon Transformers.
Oh, stop it right now.
Optimus Prime.
That's one.
Bumblebee wasn't in the original,
was he? Yeah, he was, yeah.
Mm. I know more Decepticons.
I have no idea, so you go with your bad self.
Right, really? I could be bad because I could go Wheeljack, Ratchet, you could go Jetfire.
Yeah, Rob's six, by the way.
Mirage, so Hound, we've got, man, I'm just not going to, Ratchet, did I say that one yet? I said Ratchet, Wheeljack, yeah, it's, I'm not gonna start getting into all the Transformers that I, Grimlock.
It'll be another hour after that.
Slug, yeah, no the Dinobots.
No, Starscream.
Starscream, no,
Megatron.
Decepticon, yep.
There we go.
My favorite, Soundwave.
Exactly.
The guy that turned into the tape recorder. Yeah, or Blaster, who was the Autobot version of that one, because they just copied the molds. Yeah, okay, we're geeking out too much. So there you go. Let's, I guess, Kafani wins, actually, then, because you did get some. Yeah, there you go. You get your Tavern Taters.
Enjoy. Good game.
Congratulations. Thank you for being part of our team. We do appreciate you being on here and having you up to three games a week. Let everybody know again where you're going to be this week.
Yeah, so Wednesday I will be at World of Beer. Game starts at 7. Thursday I will be at Flora in West Hartford Center, and right after that I head over to Pig's Eye on Asylum Ave in Hartford.
You're taking over for Colt. That's like, get done with Flora, pack up, and you're right on the road to downtown.
I'm so excited for it.
But the Pig's Eye game's fun because it's our short games. We do our Stump the Drunk games, and it's do you even know what the special is there? It's
the Liver Die Thursday.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Pay $10 for a tumbler, and then all of your refills are only $1.
That's crazy. Yeah. I mean,
like hard alcohol, you just go in there. So, yeah, definitely that's where you're taking the Hartford Fast Track in and out.
Oh, yeah. You better be.
And hang out with LJ behind the bar. It's always a good time. All right, so there you go. That's my awful first game tonight.
Wow, Rob, you have come a long way. Actually, I had never seen that, so I can appreciate what's happening
where we've come
10 years now, because this is so bad.
It's our 10-year anniversary. And
it's not that bad, but you can tell.
And we're celebrating here on the show. We're so busy that we weren't able to set up like an actual 10-year anniversary party or anything like that. But maybe sometime this summer we'll put something together.
Yeah. We're kind of always celebrating, I feel. It's fine.
Why not? All right, again, it's show number 127. It's Goldberg, it's Wadzy, and Super K joining us here in studio for podcast number 127 for the week of March 2nd, 2020. Your five-point phrase is coming up, and so is that brand new recording that we got from the band June. It's actually a really, really, really great recover of the song from, Stevie Nicks and Don Henley. The song is called Leather and Lace, so we're going to be playing that in just a little bit, too.
But I love this band.
But first, someone that will never leave the podcast, he's back. Here's Miltos Girolamo to tell you, this.
Hello, my name is Miltos Girolamo, and I played Syrio Forel in the first season of Game of Thrones. And I'm here to tell you, there is only one trivia, and its name is Bar-Rated. And there is only one thing we say to Bar-Rated. Train my brain.
Miltos Girolamo will never die. Here we go. It is Goldberg, Wadzy, and Super K back here to close out our show number 127 for the week of March 2nd, 2020. Lots of brand new stuff going on. Just a reminder again, brand new places starting this week. Dish and Dat this Tuesday at 7. Bolarama at 7 o'clock as well in Newington. And then Tap Rock in Unionville. That is on Thursday with Wadzy as your host. 63 total games going on. Bar Rated Trivia, often imitated, never duplicated. That's for dang sure. And we're happy to be here and having you as a choice. And it's been great going out these past 10 years and hosting games. I'm out hosting a lot of games myself and getting to meet a lot of teams that have been playing for a while and getting to talk to everybody that listens to the show. And I will say, really from the bottom of my heart, thank you for playing and enjoying this. And just get ready for some new fun things that are going to be coming around. And got a new game, too. Can't talk about that yet. I got a brand new thing we're going to be doing. So
we're very innovative and on top of everything.
Got to keep you on your toes.
Oh, yeah. I can't
wait. Dance.
So that's our show. Definitely, if you didn't hear the question of the week, if you win a pair of tickets to Science Straight Up happening on March 20th, 2020 at the Connecticut Science Center. You can listen to the beginning of the show rewind right to the back of the beginning and hear that question of the week. If you get the answer, you're going to send the correct answer to our Bar Rated Radio Facebook page, not the trivia page, the Bar Rated Radio page. Those are the only ones that
like
we will be accepting.
Like
yes, yes. But the reason why you've probably skipped forward in this show, now is the time to give you
the 5-point phrase of the week.
And now,
oh my God,
it's Bar Rated Trivia's 5-point phrase of the week, brought to you by Keating Agency Insurance. Go to KeatingAgency.com for more information.
It's really the only reason you're listening.
It really is the only reason you're listening.
We
yes.
know. It's just we have fun.
The 5-point phrase, yes. Write this at the bottom right of your score sheet. A lot of people get the 5-point phrase at the World of Beer Games.
A lot of people.
Yeah, I mean, if you don't get the 5 points, then you're not going to win, exactly. basically, especially if you're doing pretty well.
Yeah.
And, yeah, we love it. We had a ton of downloads last week. The week before, I think we had like 450 for that specific episode. So, yeah, thank you so much for listening to this show. Spread it around. You can listen on iTunes, Simplecast, Stitcher, I think is one of the other things that you can get it on. But, yeah, for 5 points added on to your game, you will need to write this phrase, Bar Rated's Aluminum Anniversary. Because that's apparently what 10 years is.
Get aluminum.
And it sounds better than tin anniversary. So Bar Rated's Aluminum Anniversary. Write that at the bottom of your score sheet to have 5 points added on to your game. So thank you for listening. Sarah, where will you be the training brains this week?
I don't even know anymore. No, I do know. I'll be at 5 churches tonight on Monday. Then Tuesday, I guess I have off. You're going to be at TJ's?
I'm going to be at, yep.
Wednesday, Iron Horse, super fun night there. Thursday, first night at Tap Rock, and I don't even know if I'm going to be at Spare Time or not. We haven't talked about it.
You're going to be
at Spare Time. All right, I'll be at Spare Time on Friday.
And, Kay, remind everybody else again where you're going to be.
World of Beer on Wednesday, and Flora and Pig's Eye Pub on Thursday.
And, yeah, I got a busy week of games. If you want to come and hang out with me, I will be at Republic at the Linden tonight for our 7 o'clock game. Then I will be at TJ's on Cedar going in and taking the reins over for Sarah. Hopefully I do just as good of a job.
Crying a little bit inside because I love it.
Dude. Yeah. Okay. Then I'm at the Hop House for our Alvarium-themed game. That's going to be a fun game starting at 6:30 over there. Thursday, actually, here in studio, we're having Earl from the Professors of Sweet Sweet Music joining us here in studio as we're going to be recording our very first of this season Heartbeat Music Podcast, a show just with local bands that we will be kind of gearing up for the third annual Heartbeat Music Fest that us here at Bar Rated Entertainment, as well as the Professors of Sweet Sweet Music and Riverfront Recapture will be presenting. So that will be this September. September 12th, I believe, is exactly when it's going to be. Yes, September 12th in downtown Hartford at Riverfront Recapture Plaza. And then where else am I? Oh, and then I got my new interview job that I've got going on this weekend. I'm going to be doing on-court announcing for the ACC Women's Basketball Tournament at Mohegan Sun. I have to thank my friend. Don't roll your eyes.
What?
You're rolling your eyes about this. Come on. It's going to be fun. I'm going to be center court with, like, the T-shirt gun and getting everybody all hyped up for the.
That'll be a great time.
Yeah. I'm going there to go try that out. You know, just something a little bit different. So that should be fun. You're going to miss me in the office on Friday, though.
No.
Okay. Yeah, you'll be fine. But thank you for listening. Our 5-point phrase, we already said it, so rewind if you want to hear that to get your 5 points added on. But we will close our show out with a group that are very good friends of ours. They played the second annual Heartbeat Music Festival last year in downtown Hartford. And we're looking forward to getting them here in our studio, hopefully pretty soon, to play live. The band is called June, at June Band. On Twitter, Instagram, and just...
that's J-O-O-N.
Yes, J-O-O-N. And they've got a ton of shows that are happening. And actually, they're playing today, June Unplugged, live at the Tipping Chair Tavern. You could go and see them today. They're going to be playing at 7 p.m. Also...
You come to one of our games. And...
well, yeah, come and hang out with us. We don't work with a Tipping Chair. But yeah, Carl and Ryan will be there. March 13th. That's a Friday. Bella's Bar Talk St. Patty's Spectacular Night. That's at Arch Street Tavern in Hartford. March 15th, St. Patty's Day Weekend Bash at Labyrinth Brewing Company. You could go and check them out. And then on the 28th of March, June and Six Fox Whiskey at Gateway City Arts in Holyoke, Mass. That's a 7 o'clock Showtime. If you want all those dates, just go find them on Facebook, because that's literally what I did to give you these dates right here. So go and check them out. They're awesome. And we've played like a bunch of other songs from them in the past. We played their songs Don't Hesitate and Sunshine Trippin'. We do love those here on the show. But actually, it was Darren who works for us. He hosts every single Wednesday at the Wooden Tap in Southington. He sent us a message on like our private messenger that we have our contact through all our hosts this past weekend of a song that some of the members of Jude just recorded this past weekend and released. And it's a cover of a Stevie Nicks Don Henley song called Leather and Lace. And I listened to it this morning, and it's really, really, really good the way that they recorded it. And you can find the video up on YouTube as well. But here you go. This is June with Leather and Lace, a Don Henley Stevie Nicks cover. Hope you enjoy it. And thanks for listening to our show. And anything else?
No.
That's it?
We're done.
We talked enough?
Yeah, like stop. Stop right. Talking.
Bye, everybody. Peace Bye. And love. Thanks again, Kay, for joining us. We'll see you next time.
Stay with me, stay.